And scratchy. Hey,
good evening, everyone.
Welcome.
We're back.
We're back in action. You say good evening, but it's actually still light out. Isn't it nice?
I don't know. It's a good twilight.
Yeah, perfect.
Good gloaming.
I want to go roaming in the gloaming.
Did we bring that record?
No Harry Lauder tonight.
You know, Natalie the other night, she's like, I want you to make a lassie for me, a mango lassie. And you know what I said?
What?
You know what I said.
I love a lassie.
Yes.
But do you know, well, for those who don't know, that means a female in Scottish slang.
It's another Harry Lauder song. Right. We're like making too many inside jokes.
Right,
hey,
I know.
Everybody.
We haven't even started yet.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? And welcome to another edition of the Antique. Oh, no, it's not that. It's the Ragged Antique Phonograph Program.
With DJ Mac and Mike the Barber here.
That's right. We've got another hour of vintagey music for you. We started off there with, they're called the Little Ramblers, which were really the California Ramblers. I don't know why they needed to make a pseudonym record on the Columbia label.
I don't know. Maybe they were just being modest.
But nice one there. I think it's Adrian Rollini on that bass sax there on those Panama Mamas from 1924.
They were that packed a powerful punch. Speaking of bass sax, I went to Vince last night.
Oh, did you go?
Yeah, we went to it's kind of like a last minute thing, and
nice.
We could talk about that later. And
I'll let everyone know it's such a great show to go to on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Iguana, seeing Vince Giordano.
Yes, if you've never seen Vince Giordano, he's the man who scored the Boardwalk Empire soundtracks for their run, and you could see him live and in person on West 54th Street.
That's really great. A Monday night in New York City.
Yeah,
theaters are dark.
Right.
And people are looking for something to do on a Monday night. That's the best thing to do on a Monday night when you're visiting New York City.
Yeah, and it's still packed, you know. And even when the first set of people, because he plays three sets, and the first half are done or whatever, you know, they come in for the next, and they serve dinner there. And so it's a true experience.
Absolutely.
Let's go to this next one here, and let's go back just 2 years earlier, not even 1 year earlier from the one we just played. I want to do the American Quartet with a pretty popular song that was written by Conan Donaldson. Here's Caroline in the Morning.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. Wishing is good time wasted. Still it's a habit they say. Wishing for sweets I've tasted. That's all I do all day. Maybe there's nothing in wishing,
but speaking of wishing, I'll say
nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
In Carolina.
No one could be sweeter than MacReady when I meet her in the morning.
The morning.
With the morning glories. Right around the door. Whispering pretty stories. I long to hear once more. Strolling with my girlie where the dew is pearly early in the morning.
In Carolina,
butterflies will flutter up and kiss each little buttercup at dawning. If I had a lantern lamp for only a day, I'd make a wish and here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. Than to be in Carolina in the
morning. In Carolina.
No one could be sweeter than MacReady when I meet her in the morning.
In the morning.
With the morning glory. Twine around the door. Whispering pretty stories. I long to hear once more. Strolling with my girlie,
when
the dew is pearly early in the morning.
In Carolina,
butterflies will flutter up and kiss his little buttercup at dawning. If I had a lantern plan for only a day, I'd make a wish and hear what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
If you had Aladdin's lamp, a genie in a bottle, why would you waste your wish on wanting to go to Carolina when you could just take a plane there? I think he blew it. He blew that wish.
I mean, they would sort of be able to fly at that point.
Well, maybe not. Well, let's see, 1923, so commercial aviation really was, I mean, it was a bumpy ride.
Yeah, that wasn't really happening yet. No.
They could take a train, though.
Yeah.
They could take a train. They were just lazy.
Yeah, I mean, you could, if you had Aladdin's lamp, wish for the train.
Right, wish for the train, or if you're down on your luck, wish for a ticket for the train. But right. That was the American Quartet doing Caroline in the Morning.
Yeah, you know, we sang that in fourth grade in my school.
Oh, yeah?
But we made up some different lines for the chorus.
Can we say the lines or no?
We probably legally could, but...
But email us if you really want to know. Email us if you really want to know. Or
what a bunch of like fifth grade dirty minded little boys.
Right, I think you could figure it out yourself.
Anyways, moving on.
Moving along.
It's time for Gene Fosdick's Hoosiers.
Woo! I wish I had a applause and laughter track I could have brought up.
I wish I knew that. Who Gene Fosdick was.
Well, you know what the computer did, because as I started to type in it for the playlist, it actually read it. Someone already entered it.
It was probably me.
Was probably.
Who else is going to play Gene Fosdick but me?
I don't. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
We got them all covered. You know, we got a monopoly.
I mean, just my initial information seems like they only made about 6 records on the Vocalion label, and yeah, it's like some of these bands, you really don't have a lot of information about who they were.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what I'm finding is that. Showing me a lot of titles.
And maybe you don't even know when it was a pseudonym for legal reasons,
right.
If they were signed to one label. I mean, a way of getting around that, of course, is changing your name. So
right.
Who knows who was behind it.
Well, here he is, Gene Fosdick, doing one of the big songs. You've got to see Mama every night or you can't see Mama at all.
from 1923, a little instrumental version of You Gotta See Mama Every Night.
Yeah, that song was covered by a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Sophie Tucker's version comes to my mind first, but like you said, 23 is a big year, and lots of people had their hand with it, so.
You don't really see that happening too much these days, where a song comes out and five artists all put it out at the same time.
That's true. That's true. Like, think of a modern pop song. Yeah, you don't really cover
it. Doesn't really happen anymore.
No, I wonder. I wonder what's faded, what interest or legalities of it, or they're just waiting for Weird Al to do a cover of it, and then it's like sacred.
I don't know. I think it has to do with the fact that it mostly came out of sheet music first, and then who's going to do this song,
right?
And maybe they're shopping the sheet music at 10 different places,
right?
So
there's the song pluggers.
But then again, they'll hear it because. I know, like, for example, Pat Boone heard, you know, Blueberry Hill before he did his version of it, and he was popular with it because he was white.
Yeah.
but I don't know. It just doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah.
Days are gone. People put out a song and it's immediately identified with that person. There's not room for doing an alt version, maybe.
Yeah, it happens. So yesterday was Irving Berlin's birthday.
Happy birthday, Irving.
Is he Israel Bilen? His birth name, Israel Bilen. He was born back in 1888. And,
in Russia?
Well, he moved from Russia, but it was, you know what? It wasn't, I want to say it was Serbia.
Oh, Serbia?
Yeah. Then they were Russia, and then he came here when, I think, 1892, so he's 4 years old. And he had quite the life. A lot of people... maybe from my generation, don't realize how old he actually lived. And he was 101 when he died.
He was 101.
1989.
Wow.
1989. So, I mean, the song credits of, you know, 60-plus years of a professional career could go on forever.
Yeah.
But
what I found interesting is when we decided to play a few Irving Berlin songs is anytime I see an Irving Berlin song, there's never anyone credited with him.
As in a co-writer?
Yeah
that's true. Well...
Can you think about it?
You know what? In his early years, he did some lyrics while someone else did them out. Like his first one's from 1907, Marie from Sunny Italy. And he's just the lyricist on that.
Okay.
But then after that, you're right. It's totally just like Berlin left and right. And you know what?
All the big songwriters, you see that they had partners sometimes.
Absolutely.
Some on their own, but
absolutely.
Every time I see a record, it's Berlin.
You know what? And there was no movie ever made on him. And obviously the family's not given the rights to have a movie made on him because why else wouldn't there be? And it's the same with Fred Astaire and others, you know, biopics. But there was a lot of mystery shrouding, you know, his writing abilities because he never knew how to read or write music.
Right.
You know,
right.
In a collegiate level. So,
yeah, someone else writing all his songs.
Right. There was actually a horrible rumor, which I hope was a rumor, that he had like a little black boy in his closet writing songs for him.
Get in there and write another song.
Yeah, but we're totally, you know, we're not saying that's truth. It's been a rumor that I have read in my studies of over a couple of different things in our relationship.
You just see something like that. Someone like him writing all these songs and having a team of writers.
Yeah.
Doing him just, this is our machine.
How do you just pump out those hits like that? I mean, and for such a long period of time, really, from Alexander's Ragtime Band in 1911 to like, going on to White Christmas and God Bless America in between. But anyway.
Hinky.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you did it, Irving. And let's play one of the forgotten but not tonight songs from 1930, Let Me Sing and I'm Happy. And this is done by the Ben Selvin Band and his orchestra. And it's actually going to feature the Dorsey Brothers. Pretty young Dorsey Brothers, Tommy in the band and Jimmy, of course. And it's got Smith Ballou out on vocals. Smith went out to the West Coast later on, did some Hollywood B-Westerns. But here's the band in 1930 doing Let Me Sing and I'm Happy.
Thank you. that those who will take care of its rights and wrongs. What care I, who cares for the world's affairs, as long as I can sing its popular song? Let me sing a funny song with crazy words that roll along, and if my song can start you laughing, I'm happy, happy. Let me sing a sad refrain of broken hearts that loved in vain, and if my song can start you crying, I'm happy. Let me croon a low-down blues to lift you out of your sea. If my song can reach your shoes and start you tapping your feet, I'm happy. Let me sing of Dixie's charms, of cotton fields and Mammy's arms. And if my song can make you homesick, I'm happy.
Thank you. at the crowd up the avenue. Oh, don't you know where they're going to? They're on their merry way to turn night into day. Dressed in their best, they're a happy mob. Soon to a tune, they'll be on the job. If you care to join them, just hurry along. Follow the crowd, follow the crowd. Come with me, you're gonna be so proud. Don't stay behind, go where you find thousands of dreamy tango dancers. Come, my honey, come. The pipe and drum will make things hum. The whole night long we'll dance away the blues. Take an extra pair of shoes. Come, 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 come and follow the crowd. Follow the crowd, follow the crowd. Come with me, you're gonna be so proud. Don't stay behind, go where you'll find thousands of dreamy tango dancers. Come, my honey, come. The pipe and drum will make things come. The whole night long we'll dance away the blues. Take an extra pair of shoes. Come, 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 come and follow the crowd.
So that was Irving Berlin, huh?
Yeah, no wonder he didn't sing.
Yeah. I have, I think George M. Cohen did two songs or one. He did Life's a Funny Proposition After All.
Uh-huh.
I think there was another one.
There was another. I have it actually on an LP. I'm a... Oh, my God. And it's the first track. I'm forgetting it now.
Yeah,
play me a Yankee Doodle tune. I want to hear a Yankee Doodle tune. It was like a rabble rousing.
One on 78.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Irving, he didn't have a lot that he did with his own vocal, you know. But
would have been great to have him at a party.
Yeah, yeah.
Irving, you can't get him away from the piano. He's singing again.
That was him singing, and I'm almost positive that was him playing as well.
Had to be.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Because he didn't read music, but he played.
He did play, but he had a special piano. He had, like, all everything was with him, you know.
Really?
He had a special piano bill because he could only play in one key. So he had this lever that would switch the keys for him, so to change the sound. So, you know, what can you say? It's good to be king.
He
made it work. We got a little trio there of Irving Berlin.
Happy birthday, Irving.
Happy birthday. We had Cliff Edwards before that.
Right, a tune called All Alone, which one that I really don't know.
Oh, yeah. No, I've heard that before. A little
interpretation.
Yeah, a little tender ballad.
His uke.
Yep.
Ukulele Ike.
And actually spoke of Vince earlier. He did a medley of three waltz numbers from Irving Berlin. He did like a combination instrumental of
Always,
Remember, and What'll I Do? So in
did he write the anniversary song?
Oh, no.
How We Dance.
No. You know, it's funny. Yeah, I mean, Al Jolson sang that. My father used to play that on his accordion when he was a young kid while his parents danced around the living room.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah.
Any films of that?
No. No, this was before he got into filming, and but he remembers it. He gave me his accordion because that was just, you know, he doesn't really play it as much anymore, but when he was a kid and he played that song.
Every kid had to take accordion lessons.
Right. Well, look what it did. Why am I mentioning Weird Al twice in one night, but look what it did for him.
Well, his dad, Frankie, too.
Yeah.
Oh. The accordion king.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
We had Ben Selvin in there before with Let Me Sing and I'm Happy, another Irving Berlin song from 1930. You're listening live to WFMU on this glorious Tuesday evening.
And it is the Ragged Antique Phonograph Program with Phonograph DJ Mac.
And Mike the Barber.
Bringing you records and recordings from the old days.
Yeah, and I like the way we're seated tonight. It feels like an evening talk show. Because usually you're not sitting.
I'm usually standing around.
Standing and pacing and dancing along with the music. But it's like we're so relaxed in these chairs, you could hear it in our voice.
Yeah, it's like a talk show or something. Yeah. I just slide my glasses onto my eyes.
Right.
Say, well, we have got a lot to talk about
today. Yeah, it's very...
Actually,
let's
get back to the music.
It's very tranquil. What do we got next, talking about the music?
Well, you know, there are all sorts of things being recorded back in the acoustic era. They were trying whatever they could to see what would sell. And one of their bright ideas is, let's bring in a barrel organ into the studio and just record that. And then people at home could get their own monkey.
Yeah.
And
BYOM.
Yeah. And then do their thing with a monkey. So this is basically a street piano medley of operatic airs from 1917. And I think Billy Murray's doing some, you know, Italian. Of course, they had to have the Italian monkey guy in there. I think he's...
Oh, he's doing a little vocal refrain in there?
It might be on this one, or it might be on another one, because there's some Edison cylinders, they do this. And on some of them, Billy Murray's just like, hey, I'm going to play this band organ now.
Right.
You know, so they just had to do that.
So this is something you may have heard if you're walking down the streets on Hester Orchard back in the day.
Throw a nickel.
A little street piano. We don't know who that was.
Well, they probably hired some guy to just come in and crank it.
Right. Just someone they pulled off the street.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe got a few extra bucks for doing it in the studio.
They probably threw him a quarter.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
Gave his monkey a banana.
Have you ever been to the opening day at Coney Island on the 1st of April when they have, like, the start of the season?
No.
I've seen him there before. I forgot his name, but they usually have this guy with a little monkey doing the organ grinder.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, usually by the sideshows by the seashore. Gives a little bit of history about the guys coming from Italy doing that on the sidewalk, so...
I would love to see that. I've only seen it in movies and cartoons.
Oh, yeah. You never even seen it live.
No,
yeah.
No.
He was good. The monkey was good.
At one point, I thought that might be a good career for me.
Yeah.
You could see that, right?
I could see that. Yeah. I would.
You'd give me a quarter, right?
I'd give you a quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just thinking about all the careers I was thinking about getting into before I got into barbering.
Was Monkey Grinder one of them?
No, that wasn't one of them, but I gave serious thought to two professions before barbering, and that was being a butcher, which now that I look, 10 years later, that would have been good because butchering, can you say that? Butchering?
Yeah.
It's so in, right? It's like so chic and steak and all that. And then the other one, which wouldn't have been so profitable, was being a ticket taker on the LIR. You know, with the punching the holes.
You'd have style, though.
Right. The punchers, because I found it interesting that they all, well, I don't know if they still do this, but they all have their own sort of signature puncher. You know, it's a star or a moon or a Star David. Maybe Star David. No. but, yeah, and they still make them wear the hats, you know.
Right.
I feel they get abused verbally sometimes.
Yeah.
It's a tough job. And I mean, I'm not being sarcastic, it's a tough job, and we appreciate them
really
doing it. Yeah.
Well, let's continue now.
Let's do it.
With some more instrumental music.
Okay.
Pietro was one of the premier accordionists of the era.
Mm.
And his brother, Diero?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Diero.
Two great accordionists. So we're going to hear one of his numbers from 1917. You'll find Old Dixieland in France. You know, I'm thinking, Mike, with all this music that we play, a lot of 100-year anniversaries coming up.
There are.
We can play music for.
Yeah, for the tens and teens.
World War One is, you know, we're going to be on that soon.
Yeah. And this month is actually a big one. I always know May has a lot of birthdays in it, between Irving Berlin, Billy Murray's at the end of the month on the 25th, Eddie Morden, Fats Waller, can't remember all of them, but...
Well, there are a lot of World War One songs.
Yes.
So here we go. You'll find Old Dixieland in France. Hopefully not mustard gas. Thank you.
with strains of Jada in the song.
You'll had a few little medley pieces in there.
Yeah, you'll find old Dixieland in France.
There you go. I mean, maybe that's the idea, that in France you get to hear some of these familiar tunes played by some French dude on the accordion. It makes you feel kind of like you're at home, but not really.
A little comfort. Just a little. Just a bissel. Let's go to Bessie Smith next, who has some...
news.
Right, some news. Some news in the paper. Some relevance in 2015.
Right.
Is that 2015? Queen Latifah is going to be portraying her in a new HBO film.
Yeah,
called Bessie.
I was looking at the trailer, and looks like going to be a really interesting movie. I mean, I know a little bit about her. Have you read her biography?
You know what? I have her biography, and I didn't finish it. And I've been sitting with it for years, and it slowed down a little bit.
Short list for years, and I just never get to it.
Yeah.
And so it'll be great to see this. And it's a guy, Michael, the guy with the scar across his face, who's every
no,
HBO
not Michael,
thing.
Yeah.
Chalky Whitey was.
Right. And he was on
Philip,
The Wire.
Something.
Yeah, I can't remember. But he plays the husband.
Yeah, he's in it too. And
Monique plays Ma Rainey.
We'll see
if we have time to get to Ma Rainey.
Another important figure in Bessie Smith's life who really sort of mentored her.
Yep.
And interesting time when women were ruling the bands of these blues bands.
Oh, yeah.
And really great time. And I always noticed about Bessie Smith, how her songs are what you'd expect from a blues singer to do. And I hear it, it's like, oh, it's that kind of singer.
Uh-huh.
But I think I'm so conditioned from hearing people over another 70 years after her, whatever, singing in that style.
Right.
Which is really her style that she created. So back then, it was brand new.
Yeah, you didn't hear it.
She created the standard that everyone else followed.
Right. Or tries to imitate, but they just can't get that gravel and that grit and that just constant heartbreak that comes out, through all of her recordings. And man, it just pulls tugs at your chest.
Right.
Literally.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it. It's premiering on Saturday night, and I have HBO Now, the one you can get on your computer.
Not HBO Go, but HBO Now.
Yeah, because HBO Go is when you have it on your TV.
Oh, okay.
And you can watch it on your computer. I just have it on the computer.
Okay, got it. So
it's
HBO
a new
Now.
Service that they launched. So usually when things premiere, it's available that night or the next day. So I'll be watching it on. I'll be away for the weekend, so maybe Monday or something.
Well, I'll try to catch it on Saturday night, 8:00. HBO doesn't need any promoting. Help.
Well, so let's hear a Bessie Smith song.
Let's do it. Let's go to 29. Miss Smith, doing Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out.
Once I lived a life of a millionaire, spending my money I didn't care. I carried my friends out for a good time, buying bootleg liquor, champagne and wine. When I began to fall so low, I didn't have a friend and no place to go. So if I ever get my hand on a dollar again, I'm gonna hold on to it till them eagles grin. Nobody knows you when you're down and out. In my pocket, not one. And my friends, I haven't any. But if I ever get on my feet again, then I'll meet my long lost friend. It's mighty strange, without a doubt. Nobody knows you when you're down and out. I mean, when you're down. Oh,
Now, you could compare it to the Queen this weekend.
Right.
Let's see.
I'm sure she's going to do a great job.
Yeah. I'm glad it's her portraying her.
And her trademark humming going on in there, mm-hmm. along with her growl. Mm-hmm.
1929.
Right, right. Hey, so we always like to mention events that are going on that fit in with our aesthetic. And, on Wednesday the 15th, which is next, when is it? Oh, no, it's this
Wednesday.
Friday. It's Friday.
Friday the 15th.
Friday the 15th.
Scary.
An artist I really don't know, Miss Ida Blue, is doing a Billie Holiday centennial at Joe's Pub. And listening to her music. Some of the folks we know, John Kelso's on trumpet.
Oh. Just saw him last night.
Yeah. It's some of the Jay Ratman's playing clarinet.
Okay.
With her. So some of these
very cool
dudes we know that make the scene in all these bands. So it should be an interesting show. I'm not going to be able to make it because I'll be working. But it's always good to see and hear about like-minded folks. I see on the guest list on Facebook, a lot of our friends are going to it, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Should be a good show.
Yeah. And as always, we like to not just mention local shows, but other, shows that are happening worthy of note from all over the places, because our listeners are all right. over the world.
And of course, next week, we're doing another remote broadcast.
Woo! Get ready to hear audience participation.
Oh, yeah. We got to come along with a good death sing-along. So.
Yeah, I know. We got to work on it. I'm excited about this venue. You want to tell them?
Yes, we're going to be at the Morbid Anatomy Museum, which is in Brooklyn on 3rd Avenue. Morbid Anatomy Museum, we will be there from about 6:30 to the end of our broadcast at 9 o'clock. We'll be there with our gramophones, leaning the playlist towards songs about death and disaster.
Right.
You got some stuff you can bring, Mike?
Yeah, I think I could. I'll try to find some stuff there. Of course, I'm just trying to think of, I love Bert Williams, Oh, Death, Where Is Thy Sting?
Oh,
but
good one.
This place was in the paper not too long ago. They're doing taxidermy classes.
Yes, they are.
So,
they're doing lectures all the time about very morbid things.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a thing, lecture the other night about x-ray records.
Ah.
You know what those were?
Tell me.
They were in Russia, when Western music was illegal, bootleggers had record presses that they were pressing, and they were looking for any material they could press on. They realized mm-hmm. they could do it on x-rays, old x-rays. So you basically would get Rock Around the Clock
wow.
on an x-ray.
Wow.
And be able to play it at home.
What was so? It was flimsy, like a hit of the week record?
Yep, very flimsy.
Wow.
Very flexible.
Cool.
So it was a lot of interesting stuff there. So we hope to see you next week at the Morbid Anatomy Museum for our next remote broadcast.
And you could find that on Facebook. You could just look up the event
name. Yeah, it's on their website.
Okay.
And there's a small admission because they're a not-for-profit and
right.
it's going to them.
Right.
But I think there's going to be free drinks.
All right. Free drinks. There you go. So, and again, contact us if you want more information via Instagram at Mike Will Cut You.
And Phonograph DJ Mac.
All right. Let's
Email.
Or email as well.
Mac at WFMU.org.
Mike at MikeWillCutYou.com. Let's take it back now to 1906.
Yes, with Mr. Bob Roberts, one of the big popular artists of the period.
Nice comedian.
Columbia record called Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do. Columbias are tough. The surface is so rough that the needle, you gotta give the machine a big solid wind. It can't get through. Too much resistance.
Give it the crank.
More winding. Let's try it again.
I never will forget the words that Father said to me when I was but a little tot and sat upon his knee. Successful men, you'll find my son, have always lacked of dough. His father used to sing to me and prove that it was so. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. That's what Father used to teach me many years ago. Do means money, ain't it funny, everywhere we go. It's do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. I thought I'd take my dad's advice, and so I started in by putting $50 on a horse they said would win. He ran halfway around the track and then refused to go. The fastest thing that went that day was 50 of my dough. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. That's what Father used to teach me many years ago. Do means money, ain't it funny, everywhere we go. It's do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. Three girls were once debating on the kind of man they'd wed. Act like a man who stays at home, the first one quickly said. The second said he'd like a man whose love would always show. The third one said, oh, 23, give me the man with dough. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. That's what Father used to teach me many years ago. Do means money, ain't it funny, everywhere we go. It's do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. I loved a baker's daughter once whose name was Mary Ann. Her father called me in one day and said to me, young man, now why you love my daughter so is what I want to know. I said, because it's her I need, just like you need the dough. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. That's what Father used to teach me many years ago. Do means money, ain't it funny, everywhere we go. It's do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do.
If anyone recognized that voice, if you were listening or were at our last remote broadcast, we heard Bob Roberts coming out of that gem phonograph that we had a guest come by. Oh, I saw that.
Broken record.
Broken record.
Oh, this was a good one, too. We were going to play this next.
What was that?
Miss Lee Morse and her blue Bluegrass Boys.
Oof.
Good one.
People are only going to hear half of it now.
I don't think we're going to hear it all.
Oh.
I think it's done. I mean, once you break a record, there's really no coming back.
Yeah, and that's what happens sometimes. Ever see that YouTube video of a guy on the news with his cylinder? Yeah, you seen that?
Very rare. They're only one of a kind. Crap!
That wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah,
all right, we don't have too much time left, but let's get to this next song here from 1924. And what I love on some of these mid-20s recordings, you know, the up-tempo jazz melody coming through, but the vocalist on some of the refrains, I just picture like a big bellied, mustachioed, you know, gentleman kind of belting out with the rolling R's and everything during the song. So anyway, I want to play I'll See You in My Dreams, Ray Miller and his orchestra, and the vocals you're going to hear on this is Frank Bessinger.
Thank you.
were mine. Tender eyes that shine, they will light my way tonight. I'll see you in my dreams.
Little of abrupt ending there.
Always ending with that choke cymbal.
Yeah. Yeah. Vince had a nice drummer. Nice drummer. He always got great, you know, the trap drums set up and the wood blocks and everything like that.
I saw a website recently called Drum Sites of the 20s.
Really?
Yeah, it was really cool.
Just some nice photos?
Yeah, just all photos. It was all photos.
Cool.
One had this light bulb inside it, so every time he kicked, the light would go on.
Wow.
And it had this kind of palm tree on the front and a
really moon. Really, that's
really
cool
stuff.
That reminded me, there was a klezmer clarinetist, Dave Taras, who used to wrap himself in electric Christmas lights all around himself. So he'd go wild and he's playing the clarinet up there on stage and he'd be sweating and stuff and it'd be like shocking him because it would start electrifying but the lights would flicker on.
Sweating?
Yeah. They said he was a total nut. Like literally just like drenched himself in electric Christmas lights, plugged it in, and he would just sweat and electrocute himself.
Man. Well, then there's that accordionist Nicole Renault, who...
Right.
She has a light up dress and a light up accordion.
Right. A modern
so when
local.
She plays, it's and she does all kind of French chanteuse material.
Yeah, lots of DOV stuff and other local venues and
it's a nice visual.
So
that's about it for us.
Pretty much does it. Wrap it up in a box. Ship it out.
Priority.
Yeah. Express.
That's right. Put yourself in a box. Send yourself priority to the Morbid Anatomy Museum.
Right.
And then put it to our attention.
Right.
Then we'll be the ones that open the box next week.
Right. And actually, if you come as a package, you won't have to pay the entrance fee.
That's right. That's the way around it. But
so,
you got to pay shipping, which might be more.
You do. Probably. But we'll get some photos, of course, out there in social media land, and you'll see all the stuff you missed. But hire us for your West Coast events and your international.
We'll be doing other remotes in
we'll
other
be
places.
Other,
we're
doing
on
other
another
remotes.
One for June.
Right.
And that's going to be another local one, but we're always looking for remote locations.
We are.
Where we can code you. So if you have any ideas of places for us to play, let us know.
Yeah.
So we look forward to seeing you next week.
Here on WFMU.
Yeah.
And Irene is going to be next.
Yes, Irene will be next. And that's going to about do it for us. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County at 91.9. Softly, you'd hear me calling.
dress.